biggest warships have been enlisted to help bring thousands of stranded Britons back to this island nation. The warships will carry civilians across the English Channel and British troops en route from Afghanistan home from Spain. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says this is a Europe-wide problem and has asked the European Commission for financial support and his Spanish counterpart for logistical help.
We have large numbers of travellers who are caught in Asia and in America, and the main route home that is available at the moment is through the airports that are open in Europe, and that is in Spain.
With planes grounded around much of Europe, buses, ferries and trains are packed. Eurostar trains that travel to and from Britain, France and the Netherlands have added more services. Some passengers arriving here at London St. Pancras International Station have waited days to get back. Graham Cardinaux and his wife Dorothy from Aberdeen, Scotland, say they have paid about $1,500 to get home from Paris and don't know if they'll be reimbursed.
We're sort of looking at an insurance policy to see if it covers that, but really we don't know the answer to that yet. And we're not sure if the travel company that we fixed up the deal with, you know, when we went on holiday in the first place, we don't know if they're covering us either.
Hundreds more line up, hoping for tickets to leave Britain.
By hook or by crook, we're going to get home.
American Sandra Kurtz has a number of possibilities, including a transatlantic cruise.
We are on a waiting list on the Queen Mary, and we are actually number 42 on the waiting list.
German scientists are outfitting a special plane to test the amount of volcanic ash in the atmosphere in an effort to open airspace where possible. For now, air traffic in much of Europe is dependent on what happens at a volcano in Iceland. More eruptions there will mean more disruption in Europe. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.